Last week, we started to talk about the kingdom of light. Everybody say the kingdom of light. Now, that's an interesting subject because we live on this earth and how many would confess and recognize there's some darkness on this earth? And yet, we as God's people are part of His kingdom, which is called many things. But one of the things it's called is the kingdom of light. And I want to say this to you. Please understand this. There's a war going on. I mean, how many know there is a war going on? And let me tell you the war that's going on. It's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And you will see it in places, and you will notice it, and you'll go, oh my goodness, there is something going on. It is, how many know it is, this war is real. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that reality tonight. I want to, because we didn't even get through the teaching last week, and I really want to take a little bit of time to review very quickly. John 17, verses 9 through 16. John 17, verses 9 through 16. I pray for them. This is Jesus. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they might be one as we are one. Do you hear what Jesus is saying? He's saying, there's this conflict, there's this reality, and there's these that are disciples, and they are in the kingdom of God, but there's an enemy that is constantly trying to take them out, and Jesus is praying that his apostles and disciples would stay in and stay faithful. Next verse. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them was lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled, stay here for a minute, in themselves. Guys, understand what Jesus just said, and understand the concept. The kingdom that we're part of isn't a kingdom that is based on circumstances. When things are going good, we're happy. When things are going bad, we're sad. That's not our kingdom. Someone say, that's not our kingdom. That's the world's kingdom. And Jesus, look what he's saying. But now I come to you, and though these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. The joy of the Lord, the Bible says, is our strength. And there is a place in the kingdom of God that you can step into. The Bible calls it a peace that surpasses all understanding. So you're going through a situation, a difficult situation. Has anybody ever gone through a difficult situation? And the world, the kingdom of the world, the way the world thinks, the world would think, well, that's just how it is. You just, you know what? You just got to be bummed. You just got to be depressed. you know what, you just got to, you know what, go and you know what, get some drugs, and you know what, and if you, you know, you can't get anybody to sell you drugs, just, you know what, you can go to the doctor, and he'll tell him how depressed you are, and he'll prescribe some drugs to you. Hello, this is reality in the world we live in. I'm not trying to be negative towards doctors. I'm just saying, you know what, they will diagnose you as being depressed, and they will give you drugs to, you know what, to get you undepressed. And how many know those drugs will get you depressed? Amen. And then you'll get hooked on those drugs, and you're like, how in the world, how in the world can I be hooked on a drug that the doctor prescribed to you? Here's how. It's a drug. And these drugs are highly addictive. Amen. And Jesus is saying, guys, you don't have to be part of that. You can get off the roller coaster of, you know what, you know, things are going good, you're happy. Things are going bad, you're sad. You can get on a, my kingdom doesn't work like that. My kingdom is geared on focusing on a, a source that is always consistent. And because of his consistency towards you, of his great love for you, you don't have to be, you can be filled with joy. You know what? Whether, you know what? Whether you, you know, whether you got your car detailed or whether somebody bumped into your car and you got it scratched. Am I the only male in the room who, you know what, would get bummed out because they got a scratch on their car? Hello, somebody. And I don't know, you know, if that's not your deal, there's circumstances that can get us bummed out. Jesus saying, no, that's not how our people roll. I'm praying the kingdom of God is consistent, and so the people are consistent, and they're full of joy. Are you seeing this? Watch this next verse. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of this world. How many know you could be hated for just doing the right thing? Hello? I'm telling you what, we're in a place where there's this warfare. And it's going on. And when you talk about, hey, you know what, the righteousness of God, you talk about there are something. Listen, when you talk about, let me just be honest with somebody. When you talk about there's some things that are right and there's things that are wrong. I'm telling people will hate you. Because watch this. Watch this. Well, follow me. Stay with me here. Who are you to judge? They'll say. Who are you to judge? Well, I ain't nobody to judge. You got a point. I'm not supposed to judge. Here's a point, and neither are you. I'm not supposed to judge, and you're not supposed to judge. There is somebody who judges, amen? And that's God. Let God be true, and every man a liar, amen? Because let me tell you what, if you want to start to judge on your own mentality, I'm telling you what, you can get deceived. You can get deceived. How many know, how in the world could Hitler, how in the world could the Germans have annihilated, you know what, told people, come on in, we're going to give you a shower. And they poisoned them all in the shower. They found this an easy way to kill a lot of people without a lot of mess. You'd think, well, after a while, it didn't take very long for those soldiers to understand that the people that they were bringing into those showers were going to be dead in a short period of time. These people hadn't done anything wrong. They weren't murderers or, you know what, they didn't do anything wrong. They were just of the wrong race. Watch this. How in the world, you say, how come somebody didn't revolt? How come somebody didn't get upset? How come somebody, well, there were actually many people who were, there was well-known attempts to kill Hitler. How many know this is true? But watch this. Many of them, true story, read your history books or find a good history book and read it. Find a good history book and read it. But what you'll find is that what Hitler did is he started talking to them about the depravity of the Jewish race. How they were greedy, how they were inferior mentally, how they were inferior physically. And he just said the same thing over and over and over and over again until there was a group of people who thought, true story, that they were doing the German nation a favor by getting rid of this plight on humanity. Hello? Hello? See, here's all I'm pointing out, guys. You can justify, you know what? You can find people who will justify your wickedness. And the Bible's very clear. Because let me tell you what God says. God says, nope, you don't judge, and 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 you don't judge. And me don't judge. Because we don't know what we're talking about. We'll think up is down and down is up, and we don't know. Here, there is one lawgiver. There's one judge, and it's God. And his word is true. And when you start, watch this, and when you start saying that in a world that says, no, 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 don't, no, no, nobody, you can't judge. Well, I would agree. I can't judge, and neither can you. And when you say, no, everything's okay, nobody should judge, everything's acceptable. Let me just say, I'm not trying to offend anybody. That's not what God says. God says there's some things that are right and there's some things that are wrong. Amen. And when you start agreeing with God, you're going to be called, you're going to be accused of judging. Listen, Christians, we're not judging when we say, let God be true and every man a liar. We're not judging when we say there's some things that are right and there's some things that are wrong. We're just saying God is the judge, and what he says is the truth. And when you do that, let me tell you what, you're going to have some people who get upset with you. Well, welcome to the kingdom of light. You know what it is? It's leadership. You got to take some leadership in your family. You got to make a decision that your kids, you got to make a decision. I'm not going to raise my kids to just do whatever they want. They're not going to, there are moral truths. There are things that are right and there's things that are wrong. And I've got to be the parent in this situation and teach my kids this is right and this is wrong. Amen. Amen. But people will hate you. And the world will hate you. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Just as I am not of the world. I'm telling you, Christians, listen, you're not of this world. You're part of this world, but the truth is, our kingdom, how many know nobody's going to live forever? Amen? I'm just asking, who's going to live forever? Raise your hand. Okay, that's what I thought. Well, that's... That's some truth there, you know what I mean? All right. Let me get accurate here. Who knows? Our body's not going to live forever. Okay? Everybody's going to die. Everyone's going to die. And when you die, listen, I don't care what you believe. When you die, everyone is going to understand. oh, that pastor was right. There's a kingdom of light and there's a kingdom of darkness. Listen, the second you die, I tell you what, you might not know a lot of things, but the second you die, you're going to understand. There's a kingdom of darkness. There's a kingdom of light. Oh my goodness, this is real. See, we get deceived with all the commercials and all the stuff, all the things that we are familiar with, and we just think, no, this is going to go on forever. It's not going to go on forever. There will be a day. You'll wake up one day, and it'll be your last day. Most of you won't know it'll be your last day, but it'll be your last day. You'll have a last breath, and that'll be it. And as soon as your body dies, Richard is right. You ain't going to die. Your body will cease, but your spirit is alive.
That's right.
And when that happens, you're going to understand that there is a kingdom of light and there's a kingdom of darkness.
That's right.
And all this trash that says, oh, no, no, no. You know what? There's the yin and there's the yang. And there's a little good and everything is bad. There's a little bad and everything is good. And it's all good, really. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? That's not what Jesus taught. And that's not the truth. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, in God, there is nothing but goodness. And in Satan, there is nothing but evil. Jesus said it like this, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, very, very clear. Why? Because he wants people to understand. Listen, this is not Star Wars. Hello? I don't have anything against Star Wars. This is not Star Wars. This is not pretend. This is not fantasy land. This is real, guys. There's a kingdom of God and there's a kingdom of darkness. And you're going to be hated by the world because you're going to stand up and say, no, no, let me tell you what. You know, there is a right and there's a wrong. And I will say what God says is right. And when you say that, people are going to get mad. All right. Some people get mad. But you know how many know some people are going to recognize, just like you did, the truth. Amen. And they're worth it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. My first point last week, I'll just remind you, you know what? The kingdom of God is where Jesus, the King Jesus is honored. Watch this. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of light is in heaven. How many know this is true? But we are ambassadors of the kingdom. Say, I'm an ambassador. The Bible calls you an ambassador. Well, as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God can be wherever you honor Jesus. If you know what, if you went to the embassy in France, the U.S. embassy in France, when you walk into the U.S. embassy, there's somebody who can greet you, and if they greet you, they could say this, welcome. They won't say welcome to France. They'll say welcome. You know what they'll say? Welcome to the United States. Why? No. That embassy's in France. I know, but that property is America. And watch this. And as soon as you walk in, you might have done something that the French said is absolutely wrong. Said that's against our laws, that's against our rules. But as soon as you get into, if you can make it into the U.S. Embassy, then it's up to the U.S. Embassy to say, you know what? And the policeman can be right outside the door and say, hey, that guy broke our law. We want him. But if the Americans, if the U.S. Embassy says, nope, we don't see it that way, guess what? You're in America. and they can't touch you. You say, why do you give that example? Here's why. Because, you know what? When I go in your house, when I go into your house, I ought to feel like I just went into the embassy of the kingdom of heaven. I don't know if I can say that about your house. Amen. But maybe I can, maybe I can't. I'm not judging it negatively. I'm saying you judge it. Amen. When I come into your house, do I feel the peace of God in your house? Have you created, in your house, have you created an embassy of God in your house? Where there's no bitterness and there's no strife and there's no, you know what, right? Or is your house just like every other house? I'm just asking, how many embassies of God do we have in the United States? How many embassies? It's just you answer that question. But here's what I'm saying. Wherever Jesus is honored, you can usher in that embassy of God right there in that place. Amen? Amen? I tried to do that when I worked at Albertsons. And when I would walk in, I would try to create a atmosphere of, because I don't know if your work is like this. When I would walk into Albertsons, man, it was the, how many know it was a kingdom of darkness? Hello? You know, that's what it was. You know what? I got carts. You know what? I gotta stay late. I get off Sunday. Whatever the is. You know what? I don't like to work. You know, whatever it is. Everybody's like, I mean, no, that's not the kingdom of light. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I would come in and think, man, praise God. You know what? I was working for the big A. Amen. And I'd say, man, who do you want? I work for the big A. And I'd point up to the Albertsons right there. And they'd look at me like, you are some, are you crazy? You know what? Everybody's supposed to be in. You know, how come you're not in? You know what I mean? You know I'd say this. And then I'd say, hey, you know what my mama used to say? What am I going to do? I'm just setting them up. I'm just creating a funnel of the kingdom of God. Do we have to be depressed just because we're at work? I say no. So I'd ask them, I'd say, you know what my mom says? And that, you know, I was just setting them up. You know what they're going to say. What they're going to say? What are they going to say? No, what'd she say? And then I'd say, you know what? Here's what my mom used to tell me. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. What are you doing? You're in a grocery store. What am I doing? I'm bringing the kingdom of light in a place of darkness. Amen. You say that's silly. I know it was silly, but it was amazing how many people, you know what, you can turn around situations just by, you think that wasn't the creativity of God? Amen. Here's what I'm saying, guys. You know what? That the reality is, you know what? That you can honor Jesus. And where you honor Jesus, you're creating an embassy right there. Amen. Amen. And what I'm saying is, these people, I'm telling you what, the kingdom of darkness is real, and they need children of light to come and show them. You don't have to be of the kingdom of darkness. You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to be all bummed out. You don't have to be, you know what I mean? That you don't have to live there. Number two, the kingdom of God requires a change of citizenship. And I don't want to go into detail on this, but all I want to tell you is this. Understand this. We talked about it last week. We are not all... Listen to me. We are not all sons and daughters of God. We are not. Oh, no. We are all sons and daughters of God. No, we're not. We're all created of God. And whether you recognize that God created you or whether you don't, it doesn't change. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You were born, but God created you. God knew that, you know what? God, you could have been born in any place in the world, but God decided that you were going to be born right where you were going to be born. That's the reality. Yes, God created all of us, but we are not all children of God. Why? Because we were born from Adam. And so what we need to be is we need to be, you know what? Nicodemus, how do I come into the kingdom of God? Here's how you must be born again. Ever say you must be born again? Okay, what does that mean? That means that you give your life to Jesus Christ. And what does he do? Here's what he does. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, here's what you do. This is so deep. Are you ready? You give your life to Jesus Christ. And he takes your sin and he gives you his righteousness. Amen. That's what he does. He gives you your righteousness. Now, because of the blood of Jesus, now you can live forever with God in heaven. And Jesus says, no, let me tell you what. Unless you're born again, you won't enter the kingdom of God. But here's the good news. God died for all of us. And God died for the people at Home Depot. And God died for the people right now at Lowe's. And God died for the people right now who are in, you know what, in Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and in their beds and all over the world. God died for everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That, watch this, that whosoever believeth in him. Anyone. Anyone who wants to turn to God and say, God, I need your righteousness. I want to give you my wickedness. God will say, here, I got a deal for you. You want to trade? You know what? Here. You want to trade? You know what? I got a Mickey Mantle. You know what? I got a Mickey Mantle mint rookie card. You know what? And you got a Dusty Baker. How many would trade a Mickey Mantle for a Dusty Baker? Some of you are like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, well, you know, then I want to make a trade with you, okay? All I'm saying is, you know what? Jesus' righteousness for your wickedness. Here, it's a great deal. It is a great deal. Okay? You have to change your citizenship. Okay? Number three, people of the kingdom of light think differently. Oh, you think differently. Why? Because you changed the kingdoms. See, God's in charge of this kingdom. Satan's in charge of this kingdom. And when you change kingdoms, when you got into the kingdom of God, now he says, hey, guys, you got to change how you're thinking. You have to change how you're thinking. Because my kingdom doesn't run like that kingdom. Amen? Remember Jesus said, maybe when we saw this Sunday, remember Jesus said that in the Gentiles believed and understood that the one sitting at the table being served is the greater. Remember this Sunday? But he says, it's not that way. What's he talking about? He's talking about his kingdom. My kingdom, it's not that way. The greater one is the one not that's at the table being served, but is the one who's serving. What am I saying? Listen, when you're in this kingdom, we think different. We think different. But let me tell you what. Our thinking is thinking that will cause your life to get better. Yeah, that's right. Amen. I'm going to just ask. You know what? How was your life going when you were serving, you know what, the enemy of darkness? Where everything is me, and everything is spend every penny on myself. Think, you know what, get as much drugs as I can, get as much sex as I can, get as much, just step over everybody, just get as much. It's all about me. It's all about consuming as much for me. Here's what happens. The Bible said, don't be mocked. Or God won't be mocked. For whatever you sow, that's how you're going to reap. With the same measure that you measure it out, that's how it's going to be measured back to you. Listen, you can believe these principles or not. It doesn't change what's true. How many know the guy who's up? No, I don't believe in gravity. 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 Well, I don't care. Excuse me. It doesn't make any difference. That guy who doesn't believe in gravity jumps out of a plane at 5,000 feet. How many know? In about 30 seconds, he's going to believe in gravity.
Oh, that's right.
30 seconds, about 50, 1 second he's going to believe in gravity. See, here's all I'm saying. You cannot believe in these principles. Watch this. And yet, even in your not believing in the principles, your life is a mess. Here's why. Because you're reaping what you're sowing. And all your life is about your selfishness. And it's about you. And it's about you, and it's about you. And you don't even recognize it, but you're reaping what you sow. And so you're getting more and more and more. And I mean, you're trying to get more and more. Here's what Ecclesiastes says. It says that the more you consume, the more hungry that you are. You see the craziness in this? And that's where the world is. That's the kingdom of darkness. And the more that you eat, imagine drinking, and the more you drink, the thirstier you get. That's the kingdom of darkness. But we think differently.
That's right.
See, we understand God's principles. God says, give, and it will be given back to you. That's what Jesus said, right? Whole different way of thinking. John chapter 6, verse 66. John chapter 6, verse 66. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked with him no more. Now, let me stop here. Jesus is going to tell you the truth. And Jesus loves you enough to tell you the truth. You know, it's like a hitting instructor in baseball. And there's some guy, and his stance is all crazy, and he's keeps on popping the ball up, keeps on popping the ball up. Keeps on popping the ball up, and the hitting instructor is going to say, listen, I can, you know what, you got all the potential in the world, but you're going to have to change how you swing. You're going to have to change your whole approach. You're going to have to change. Now, here's what happens. Listen to me. Here's what happens. Many people, they just don't want to change. All right. How many know Jesus doesn't make anybody change? How many know God won't make anybody change? And here's what I'm telling you. The God who loves you knows what's best for you. And he's going to tell you what's best for you. And many times when he tells you what's best for you, it's not what you want to hear. Okay, I'm going to give you the chance to say amen. When he tells you the truth, many times it's not what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. And more importantly, it's what you need to do. Well, you could do whatever you want. And at this point, Jesus is telling some people, "Wass up." And they don't like it. And so they're like, hey, I don't want to change my stance. How many know God? Hey, how many know, guys? God, here, let me give you a great revelation. Okay? I've told you this so many times. Let me tell it to you again. Are you ready for this? God is smarter than you. What'd you learn tonight? Pastor said God's smarter than me. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
He is. He just is. He just is all day long, every day. You know what? He's smarter than you. So when he tells you something to do you don't want to do, just do what he tells you to do. Amen. And when you're, you know, because let me tell you what it is. For many of us, it's just your flesh that don't want to do it. Amen. I've seen people come to this church, and I've known exactly, you know what, Pastor, what do you think of this? What do you think? Well, I'm not going to tell you what I think, but I'm going to tell you what the Word says. And I know in advance what I'm going to say they ain't going to like. Well, why would you say it? Because I love them. Here's what you should do. You do whatever you want to do. I can't force you, Tamara. I ain't going to force you to do nothing. You do whatever you want to do. But I will tell you, don't be deceived. You're going to walk in joy. You're going to walk in peace. I told somebody just recently, but it's so true. Let me tell it to you. Good choices, and you're going to have a good life. See, people look at them, oh, dear, well, my life is so messed up. God must be mad at me. God ain't mad at you. You're mad at you, amen? I'll prove it to you. Why you keep on doing those stupid things? Amen, don't shout me down. Oh, but I love her, Pastor. I just love her. I love her. No, leave her. Run. I'm not talking. Hey, if you're married, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to married people. But and then I was like, I walked in that bar, man, I saw her, and she saw me, and man. Oh my goodness. No, you know she's bad for you. You know she's bad. You know he's bad for you. But there's times that God will tell you not what you want to hear, but what is best for you. Why? Because he's a good father and he loves you. That's why. Are you getting this on the what is this? Facebook Live? Are you getting this? Listen to me. There's times that God will tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And you have to do what Paul said. You know what Paul said? He said, I buffet my body. I beat my body. You know what he's saying? He's saying, man, get over there. How many know sometimes you got to be tough with the flesh? You know what? Because your flesh will run you all over the place. Your flesh will run you all over the place. You know what? And it's not going in a good place. You got to tell your flesh, no, I ain't going there. God, no, that was a good dance. That was a funky, fleshy dance. Oh, your flesh will run you all over the place. You have to say, no, the flesh ain't going to control me. You know what? Here's my point. From many days, the disciples went back, and they walked with him no more. Listen to me. Somebody needs to hear this. Because just because you started good doesn't mean you ended good. Amen? You know what? Who cares? Who cares what the Bruins? You know what I mean? Woo, the Bruins are winning at halftime. 17-7. They're winning. Who cares? Who cares what the score is at halftime? Amen? No, he endures to the end shall be saved. Guys, you made a lot of good choices. You made a good choice to be here tonight. Amen? Thank God that you're here tonight. But the question is, you going to make some good choices tomorrow? And the next day? And the next day? Because let me tell you what, if you keep on making those good choices, if you keep on making those godly choices, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be close to God. You're staying close to God. You're saying, I've got to get my life straightened out. You want to straighten out your life? Start being obedient to God. But these guys, they're not hearing, you know what? At first it was like the novelty. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, that church was cool. You know what? I like that church. That church cool. That pastor's funny. You know what I mean? But then he started telling me that I got to forgive my wife over and over and over again. And let me tell you what. I can only take so much, Pastor. See, at some point in time, we can get fed up with God telling us. Can I tell you about God? He loves you, but he's got no problem telling you what to do. He got no problem. Why? Because he knows more than you, because he's smarter than you, because he loves you. And listen, every time he tells you something, he's always telling you the right thing. He's always telling you the thing that's going to help you. Why? Because he's totally on your side. But these guys, they thought, oh man, I've had enough. This Christian thing, yeah, it was cool for a while, but Jesus is getting too tough with us, and we're going to start to go somewhere else. So they start to leave. Jesus, his disciples went back and started walking with him no more. His disciples, these are people who are following him. His disciples, are you reading this? Hey, the Bible's a great book to read, amen? Because you learn stuff. His disciples went back and walked with him no more. Who cares who's winning at halftime? Tell me who won at the end of the game. That's what I want to know. Amen. Sorry if you're a Bruin fan. Sorry to remind you. You know what? I didn't see the game. I just saw the box score. I was like, oh, man, they were ahead in the halftime. Next verse. Look at this. Then Jesus said to the 12, I love Jesus. Why? Because he's so straightforward. You know what I mean? He just is loves you enough. You know what? Jesus is saying the same thing to us. You know what Jesus said to them? Do you also want to go away? How many know Jesus is secure with himself? You're like, hey, guys, you want to go too? And then this is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. This next verse, I love what Peter says. Look what he says. Next verse. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Guys, before you leave, let me just tell you, where else are you going to go? Because let me tell you what, there's no one, no one love you like Jesus love you. Amen. That might not be perfect English, but it's good theology. Amen. No one love you like Jesus love you. No one cares about you like God cares about you. And there is no one wiser that you're going to get than what God tells you to do and what he's instructing you to do. That's the truth. What's my third point? People of the kingdom of light think differently. See, we don't think, well, listen to me. Here's what the Bible says. When God disciplines us, at first, everybody say at first. So the Bible says, at first, we're like everybody else. We're like, I don't like this. But if you will be obedient to do what he tells you to do, after, everybody say after. There are some great consequences that are going to come from that discipline. Amen. And it says, nobody likes to be disciplined at first. Nobody's like, yay, I'm going to be disciplined today. Woo! Nobody thinks that. But he says, for those who will be disciplined, giving you the understanding and opportunity that God can't discipline you beyond what you will be disciplined for. Right. What do I mean by that? Go back, guys. Go back to 6. John. Yeah, you go back to John 6 and go to the 67th verse. And Jesus said to the 12, do you want to go away too?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, listen, you're in no prison. There's no prison here. God lets you do whatever you want to do. If you want to say, I don't like this discipline, God says, okay. But he says, don't be deceived. I won't be mocked. You are gonna reap what you sow. Amen. How many still glad you came tonight? All right. So the third point is, but see, here's what I'm saying. We think differently. When we get disciplined, we understand we're being disciplined by God, and really all it is him just loving us to get us to go to a better place. How many ever, you went through the discipline, and you're glad you went through the discipline? You forgave that person you didn't want to forgive. And watch this, when you forgave that person, you know, it's like they say, not forgiving somebody is like thinking that you're going to give them poison, but you're the one drinking it. How many have forgiven that person, and when you forgave that person, you got happier? Like, wow, I don't know why. Because you're following the kingdom of God. And when you follow the kingdom of God, let me tell you what, there's nobody smarter than God. But don't think that anybody's in prison. We think differently. We don't see these. Here, which I quote this all the time. God's commandments. This is in 1 John. God's commandments are not burdensome. The kingdom of darkness doesn't think that. They think this is restrictive. This is your trying. You know what? God, I don't do any. I'm not of your kingdom. I will not do what you tell me to do. I'm going to have sex whenever I want to have sex. Well, whoever I want to have sex with. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do about my money. Don't tell me what to do about, I'll forgive who I want to forgive. Everything's about how I see it. Because let me tell you what, I'm running my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. How many know somebody like that? How many are somebody like that? Okay, give me your hands in. See, the kingdom, our kingdom, the kingdom of light, let me tell you what, we think differently. We don't see these as burdensome. We see these commandments as releasing the flow of God, of joy and peace, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I don't know. You know, I thought I was so smart, but now I'm recognizing the more decisions, how many can relate, the more decisions you submit to God's will, the better your life has been. Let me tell you why. Because God is smart. Every day, all the time. And my last point. All right, not my last point. Point number four. The kingdom of light is eternal. The kingdom of light is a life, a kingdom that is eternal. And when I mean eternally full of joy and peace. Let me tell you what, heaven, we have no idea. You think there's going to be a bunch of, you know what, little naked babies, you know what, playing a little, you know, harp and on a, you know, you're like, I don't think that looks like fun. Let me tell you what, I don't know everything about heaven, but here's what I know. There's going to be no weeping, no crying, no pain. You know what, I'll tell you what, heaven is going to be, it's going to be heaven.
Yeah, it's going to be heaven. Come on, brother.
It's going to be awesome. And now my last point. My last point is this. We usher the kingdom of light. We usher in the kingdom of light. We usher in the kingdom. We usher in the kingdom of light. I kind of made the point a little bit. And whether it's at Albertsons, whether it's at your job, whether it's hopefully, it's whether your home, whether it's your relatives, whether it's your carpool, you guys, you're it. Let me tell you what God's plan is. You are. You're God's plan. He believes that you can usher in to your community, your business, your school, your job. It's your responsibility, our responsibility. You usher that kingdom of God in there.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 6, we'll close with this, verse 9. Or we'll almost close with this, 9. Look at 9. Matthew 6, 9. Let me read it to you. It says this. Oh, you know this. In what manner, therefore, pray? How should we pray? They asked Jesus. Jesus said, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Listen to what he says in verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's he saying? Here's what I want you to do. The Bible says that that the authority on this earth is given. Here's who, you don't want to know who it's given to? Here's who, what the Bible says it's given to. Sons of men. Okay, if you're in the house right now, if you're a son of man, raise your hand up, okay? Okay, if you're not, if you don't have hands up, I don't know, you're like an alien or something, okay? Okay, because let me make it easy. How many had a father? Raise your hand if you had a father, okay? Okay. You got to have a father, amen? Everybody's got a father. I didn't say that you, maybe your father didn't raise you, but everybody got a father. You, God says this, that the authority on this earth has been given to sons of men. You know what that means? That means that you can make a difference on this earth. That's all he's saying. How many know? How many had somebody who made a difference in your life? That's all he's saying. He's saying, guys, understand, you can change people's attitudes. You can minister to people. You can help people. You have this authority. You have this ability to do this. All right. Matthew chapter 5. Oh, wait, did we get? Oh, yeah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, we're right there. Look at verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What are you doing? You're just ushering in the kingdom of God. How are you doing that? You're doing that by, watch, just following Christ, just becoming a follower of Christ. And when you start following Christ, people are going to see you and they're going to go, "Trip, I don't know what's with this guy. But he's so different that this guy is nice to his wife. Man, his wife would drive me crazy." Hello?
Hello.
She's like, "Oh, she's there and she's there and she's all emotional." And he's like, "Oh, honey, I'll take care of it. I got it. Man, he's sweet. What are they doing? Here's what's happening. They're seeing you. And they understand, wait a minute, this guy marches to a beat of a different drummer.
That's right. Come on. Yeah.
But let me tell you what, I want to be like him. Yeah. And you know what they're really saying? They're really not saying, "I want to be like him." They're really saying, "I want to be like him."
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
What they're really going to say. All right. How many glad you came today?
Oh, okay.
How many learned something today? Did you learn something today? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. All right. Did I tell you what my mom used to say? Did I tell you what my mom used to say? You know what she said. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to. What did she say? She said, "Love don't come easy." All right, I better stop. All right, that's. Amen. Father, we thank you that you have given us an opportunity to usher in the kingdom of God. May we be children of light. May we usher in the children of light. May we usher light to people around us. Father, help us. We thank you that even maybe we've only been saved, maybe we've only been in the kingdom of God, maybe we've only been a Christian for a short period of time, but we can still help people out around us. We thank you that every single one of us, whether we've been saved a day or for 8 years, or 28 years. May we act like Jesus. May we think like Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.